This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we began looking at the various titles and descriptions given to Jesus Christ in the book of Revelation. Let's continue that study by looking at chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. It points out that Jesus loves us. Loved, in the original language, expresses a continuous action in the present time. The Williams translation reads, "To him who ever loves us." Christ loved us throughout past eternity. He loved us so much he came to pay the death penalty for our sins. Now he ever lives to lovingly make intercession for us while he waits for the marriage with his bride, the church, made up of all who believe in him. Oh, the cords of love binding us to him. Cords of love that will never break, but rather grow stronger as we continue in him. Paul asks in Romans 8:35 through 39, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?" Then he affirms, "In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Isn't that great? The great expression of his love is described in the next phrase in Revelation 1:5. He has freed us from our sins by his blood. His special sacrifice on the cross for our sins, so that we could be freed from their consequences, lets us know how much he loves us. Have you ever told him how much you love him for all he has lovingly done for you?